say tobacco or potatoes or something growing, you wouldn't say, if it wasn't big enough to be a field that you had planted, you'd say you just had a...
patch.
Okay.
Yeah.
About what size was a patch?
Well, now that's... most of the time it'd be 8 or 10 rows or 15 or 20 rows or maybe a half acre or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or it could be acre. Some of them have acre patches of taters. And I raised them out here. I raised one this year out here, a patch of potatoes. Mm-hmm. Had about 15, 16 rows, I think, mm-hmm. out there.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Different kind of what?
Fences.
Fences? Mm-hmm. Well, the first fences I recollect was rail fences. Mm-hmm. And then they got to be a barbed wire fence, you see. And, mm-hmm. and...
what about a fence you'd have around your yard?
Well, that would be a yard fence. That'd be a paling fence, or used to be a long time ago what they call palings. Mm-hmm. But now then it'll be a chain link fence or a metal fence or something like that goes around it.
What'd the paling fence look like?
Well, they were little slats about somewhere approximately an inch and a half, 2 inches wide. Mm-hmm. And it was about somewhere around 4 or 5 foot long, about 5 foot long. Mm-hmm. And they were sharpened on the end. The upper end of them was real sharp. I don't know why they did that, I guess for look. And they put them about they'd be about every inch apart.
Would they be nailed?
No, they wouldn't be nailed. They'd be wired. They'd be a wire that would run through them and twist them together, see. Well, the companies made them. Now, when people put them out, most of them, they'd nail them. But companies made them paling fences, and they wired them. They had a wire, one at the top, about 6 or 8 inches below the top of the, and one about that way at the bottom, see? Mm-hmm. And that's what held them together, and they called them paling fences.
Say if you wanted to put up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
that's right. The first thing you do is go out and set your corner posts. Mm-hmm. In other words, going to stretch your wire from. They got to be real good. They got to be braced good. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, you won't have a good fence. Now, if they put most of them use a big bodart post, something like
big what kind?
10 bodart.
What's that?
That's timber that won't rot. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of it in this country. And that's what we build our fences out of. If you put a fence down, you live to be 100 years old, that fence will still be there. That post is going to be there. It ain't going to rot. It won't do it.
What does a bodart tree look like?
Well, it's real thorny. Most of them are real thorny, and they spread out pretty bad. I mean, they have a lot of, what we might call runners or... anyway, there's a whole cluster of them. Be a whole cluster. Hardly ever all grow together. And most of them grow out like that. Sometimes they grow together and make a trunk out of the tree. But most of the time, it's just a whole bunch of them comes out there, and that's what they make the post out of. Now, mm-hmm. over here on Round Prairie, they're fixing to put a new fence down there, and they've done got their corner post set, or their stretching post. And it's supposed to be at the corner where you start from, or if it's a very long fence, you'll have to have two or three of them if it's very long, you see, down the same line of fence. Because you stretch so far, and then you have to, you can't stretch too far, because if you stretch too far, then your wire won't, if you stretch it tight enough to hold, it'll break, because it's got too much weight there, you see.
Mm-hmm. What about a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Now, I don't know what they call them. I've seen them made out of rock and stone. There's some over here at Rock Wall, what they call Rock Wall, this side of Dallas. I've seen some of them over there, but I don't know what they call those fences.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had chickens, where would you keep the chickens?
Well, now, you're supposed to have a chicken pasture or a chicken house, hen house, but we never did keep ours up. Mm-hmm. We never did like eggs where they kept the chicken up that way because they're not healthy.